Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 4, 1806. More mosquitoes. The troublesome mosquitoes were a plague on the journey west and no less a problem on the way home. This time, though, they don't have mosquito tents, or what Clark calls bears. Captain Clark writes,
"Mosquitoes excessively troublesome. So much so that the men complained that they could not work at their skins for those troublesome insects. I find it entirely impossible to hunt in the bottoms, those insects being so numerous and tormenting as to render it impossible for a man to continue in the timberlands, and our best retreat from those insects is on the sandbars in the river, and even those situations are only clear of them when the wind should happen to blow, which it did today for a few hours in the middle of the day. The evening, nights, and mornings are almost incurable, particularly by the party with me who have no bearers to keep them off at night, and nothing to screen them but their blankets, which are worn and have many holes. The torments and the want of buffalo meat to dry induce me to determine to proceed on to a more eligible spot on the Missouri below, at which place the mosquitoes will be less troublesome, and buffalo more plenty. Wrote a note to Captain Lewis informing him of my intentions and tied it to a pole which I had struck up in the point. At 5 p.m., set out and proceeded on down to the second point, which appeared to be an eligible situation for my purpose. The child of Charbonneau has been so much bitten by the mosquitoes that his face is much puffed up and swelled. I encamped on this extensive sandbar, which is on the northwest side. Captain William Clark, August 4, 1806.
Captain Lewis, still traveling as fast as he can, writes,
"Set out at 4 a.m. At 3 p.m. we arrive at the mouth of the Milk River, where we halted for a few minutes. During the halt, we killed a very large rattlesnake of the species common to our country. We encamped this evening 2 miles below the gulf of the northeast side of the river. Tonight, for the first time this season, I heard the small whippoorwill or goat sucker on the Missouri cry. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 4, 1806.
Today's camp was in Either Valley or Macon County, Montana, some 2 miles above the camp of May 7, 1805. The whippoorwill was the common poorwill, Phalaenoptilus natalii. Monday, a note on a pole.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.